This recording, Denmark 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered "Ah." Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bait the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying that much." But Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I grew up in Hvidovre, a small suburb to Copenhagen, together with my dad, who was a journalist, my mom, who stayed at home, and my brother, who was a couple of years older than me. I don't remember all that much from until I was 5 years when we moved. I do, though, remember that we lived in some big high-rises in a pretty horrible area, Hvidovre. When I was 5, we moved to a nice big house down to a small river in Vallø, which is like 25-30 miles out of Copenhagen. We had a beautiful view right down to the river. From my first day there, I got some good friends, which when school started, it showed out that I was in the same class as them in second grade. And we spent a lot of time going to the forest and to the beach and down to the small river. I had a small boat, so I went fishing most of the time. And the homework that I did make, I very often read it down in my boat. We often went to the beach, and generally speaking, I mean, it was another time because we didn't have computers or phones, and we had to, like, use our imagination, I think, more than children do today. Later on, when I was 18, I moved to Los Angeles and lived there for a couple of years, and then I moved to Belize and lived there for a year. All the time when I grew up, since my dad was a journalist, we had lots of people staying in our home from all over the world, and that kind of gave me another perspective, and that's it, I guess. Inden i revnede det store æg, pip, pip, sagde ungen og væltede ud. Han var så stor og styg, anden så på ham. "Det er da en forfærdelig stor ælling, den," sagde hun. "Ingen af de andre ser sådan ud. Det skulle dog vel aldrig være en kalkunkylling. Nå, det skal vi snart komme efter. I vandet skal han, om jeg så selv må sparke ham ud."